From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of anti-government protesters have marched in Iraq's capital calling for political change. Anti-riot police arrived on the scene, and hours later they fired tear gas into the crowds of protesters. A similar protest a week ago dissolved into a riot that left four people dead after protesters forced their way into the Green Zone and stormed the Prime Minister's offices. Humanitarian agencies are warning that thousands of civilians are trapped in Baghdad and are being used as human shields by extremists. U.S. Special Forces in Syria who were wearing patches of a Kurdish fighting group have been ordered to remove them due to political sensitivities, American military spokesman Colonel Steve Warren.
The bottom line and the important thing is that the situation has been corrected and that we have communicated to our allies that such conduct was inappropriate and it was unauthorized.
Although U.S. Army regulations do not authorize the wearing of other forces' patches, Warren said it remained among the customs and courtesies that have been followed for years. In this instance, Warren said the larger strategic context made the tradition inappropriate. A Ugandan court has sentenced five men to life in prison for bomb attacks on two World Cup parties that killed 76 people in 2010. Prosecutors had sought the death penalty for the bombers, but the judge said he did not think executions would bring closure to the Ugandan society. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the bombings. This is VOA News. Two large outbreaks are overwhelming local health services in northeastern Kenya. VOA's Jill Craig is in Nairobi with details.
In Kenya's Mandera County, 12 deaths from cholera have been reported since April, in an outbreak that has been ongoing for about 17 months, according to Doctors Without Borders, known by its French acronym MSF. Almost 800 cases have been reported during this period, concentrated in Mandera Township. Lisbeth Albrecht is MSF's Kenya country director.
It is rather devastating in the sense also that it coincides with a parallel confirmed chikungunya outbreak. For us as an organization, it's a first, at least to see two large outbreaks coinciding.
MSF says this is the sixth time in 6 months that it has deployed teams to assist with the cholera outbreak in the northeastern region. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Open letter signed by 150 health experts is calling for the upcoming Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, to be postponed or moved because of the Zika virus outbreak. Zika has been linked to birth defects, and the World Health Organization has said pregnant women should avoid areas where Zika outbreaks are occurring, including the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. A scenario long feared by U.S. public health officials has now occurred. Infectious disease specialists are scrambling to identify the source of a bacterial infection in a 49-year-old woman that does not seem to respond to antibiotics of last resort. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Tom Frieden, says the discovery signals the need for a new regimen of antibiotics.
We know now that the more we look, the more we're going to find. And the more we look at drug resistance, the more concerned we are. We need to do a very comprehensive job protecting antibiotics so that we can have them and our children can have them. We need to make new antibiotics, but unless we have better stewardship and better identification of outbreaks, we will lose these miracle drugs. The medicine cabinet is empty for some patients. It is the end of the road for antibiotics unless we act urgently.
Dr. Frieden and other public health officials have long warned that the overuse of antibiotics, which has helped to breed what is known as superbugs. Well, for the first time in a public opinion survey, a majority of U.S. citizens say they get their news from social media. Researchers at the Pew Research Center found that the most popular social media site for news was Facebook, with 66% of registered users searching the site for news items posted by friends. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.